Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues in the Commonwealth. I'm Alan Lytle. This morning, we're returning to bourbon, one of Kentucky's signature industries. And joining me again is Justin Thompson, editor of The Bourbon Review. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
Very well. Let's first talk about Pappy Van Winkle. Now, everyone knows it's a rare brand. People line up to get their hands on it. And because of its limited supply, counterfeiters have been exploiting that situation for a quick buck, and now we understand the distillery is fighting back. Last week, they announced the first successful prosecution of someone caught selling fake Pappy Van Winkle. What's your reaction to that?
Well, there's definitely been some rumblings for a while that there were folks putting out counterfeit bottles specifically of Pappy and other hard-to-find bourbon. And you know, sometimes it's a sophisticated operation. Other times it's just a matter of folks getting their hands on empty bottles and then having a just basically a wine kit where they can just refoil the top of the bottle and they refill it with, you know, whatever they think looks like Pappy there, which a lot of bourbons look like it inside the bottle. So it's been a difficult thing to prosecute because a lot of times these bottles pass through the hands of several individuals. You know, someone buys it and they're almost scared to drink it because it's, you know, they believe it's so valuable. And then someone might offer them a couple hundred dollars more, so they sell to that person. So a lot of times when someone finally notices it's counterfeit, it might have passed through the hands of four or five different individuals. So it makes it difficult for law enforcement to get their hands on the original crook there. But it's good to see that they're taking notice of this. And I know that Sazerac has, and the folks, the Van Winkles, have been working hard to prevent this from happening. Unfortunately, you know, when there's a lot more demand than supply, there are crooks out there that will take advantage of that. And we've seen in the wine industry, and unfortunately we're seeing a little bit now in the bourbon industry.
What can state lawmakers do, or lawmakers at the state level, what can they do to crack down on this?
There are some laws in place to try to prevent this from happening. Unfortunately, sometimes the laws don't have too much teeth. I believe in one of these counterfeit cases, I believe the person at the moment is being charged with a misdemeanor in order to pay back restitution. But, you know, the state of Kentucky did just pass House Bill 100 this past session. It's giving retailers the opportunity to buy spirits that aren't currently offered by the distributor, which basically means, you know, once something has already been sold to the public and is not available to buy in a store, and folks run the Craigslist or Facebook to resell these highly desirable items, you know, reputable license-holding retailers and bars will be able to buy back these bottles and serve the customers. And I think this is a very good buffer for the anti-counterfeit measures that folks are trying to take right now. These retailers have seen dozens, if not hundreds, of bottles of the real thing, and a lot of times they have a bottle or two still laying around that they can compare if they're buying something back from someone that has one of these bottles. So it is definitely a layer of protection for the consumer to having these licensed individuals resell these versus just meeting some stranger in the parking lot at a Walmart or something that you met on Facebook or Craigslist. So I believe House Bill 100 will thwart some of these counterfeiters that are out there right now doing this in the bourbon industry.
All right, so the watchword is caveat emptor. How about some new releases for the fall? What are you tracking?
Yeah, this is a very exciting time right now for bourbon enthusiasts or bourbon hunters. A lot of great products have just been released or getting ready to be released. I think one of the top things is the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. There are two very desirable bourbons out of those five that they release every year, the William LaRue Weller Bourbon and the George T. Stagg. I will say that I've heard that this year's Stagg, they really amped up the production. It'll still be difficult to obtain one, but I believe there are somewhere around 30,000 bottles of Stagg this year, which is good news for a lot of fans of that brand, and I have tasted it. It is exceptional. It's a little lower on the proof. It comes in at 129. In the past, they've been over 140, but it is definitely, if you have the opportunity to get one, I highly recommend it. There's some other good ones coming out or that had just come out, the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. That's always a great bourbon for the money. Michter's has released that they are going to be bringing back their 25-year bourbon. Been a few years since they've had a 25-year-old product out on the market. So this year they're bringing out a 25-year product. That will be highly sought after. Jim Beam has come out with some fun stuff. They came out with something they called the Little Book. It's a playoff Booker No. Grandson is now involved in the Jim Beam business. Booker No was a legendary distiller at Jim Beam, and he is credited with launching their small batch edition of bourbon. Little Book is a take on that. It's a high proof bourbon that as folks have really enjoyed up to this point and should be a little easier to get than the other ones I previously have mentioned there. See, Four Roses will be coming out there 2017 limited edition small batch. That's always a great bourbon to get your hands on. And then Pinhook is a very small brand. We're lucky in Kentucky to get the majority of their distribution. They're coming out with a rye. This is their first rye whiskey. It's got a great price point. It's going to be coming out around $38. It is one I've also tried, and I'm a big fan of it, especially at that price point.
And when we talk about price point, I mean, we could be all over the map.
Sure, sure. Some of these, well, for instance, you know, the Pinhook rye is in at $38, but it's only about a 2 to 3 year old rye, but it is very good. Kentucky Owl came out with their first rye whiskey this year as well. It's an 11-year-old straight rye. It's a little pricier. It's in about $130 for the in store price there, but folks have really given it good reviews as well. So the Kentucky Owl bourbon should be coming out here at the end of this month, early November, so folks can keep their eyes open for that one as well.
All right, and we'll wrap up this segment with some other industry news. Last week, you had a $25 million expansion at Heaven Hill in downtown Louisville.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. You know, Heaven Hill's toting that distillery as the world's largest bourbon distillery now. You know, a lot of these brands, you know, have waited to make sure that this bourbon boom definitely has teeth, and it's something that they can invest that type of money with a 30-year vision, probably. So, obviously, Heaven Hill is one of the few standing family-owned distilleries, and they've been in Kentucky a long time, and that's just great news to see them continuing to invest in the bourbon industry.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Justin Thompson, editor of The Bourbon Review. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Justin.
Thanks, Alan.